Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning and welcome, patriots, to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. We're coming at you from Spokane, Washington on 96.5 FM and AM 630 on the dial. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Thrash Economy Thursday.
Thrash 'em.
Well, the name of the game for today is China. China's going to get it. They've got it coming. Well, because we've got it coming from them from every direction.
It is
nonstop what these guys are doing.
They're on a mission for world conquest, and you know, according to their doctrine of colonizing the world, what would trigger that would be a cataclysmic event, a societal breakdown in China. Well,
right.
Just a week and a half ago, President 11 is talking about expect the worst. Things are getting bad. Our society's, you know, on the brink, and that's supposedly their trigger. But they've got their tentacles all around the world right now, economically, scientifically, militarily, politically, in every way, economically especially.
Right.
So
well, and I've got an update on this mRNA in the food supply issue that is a really, really big problem. And again, that links right back to China because that's what this clip is talking about that we'll have after the break. But oh my gosh, like I said, I've got multiple things that I've got a bone to pick with the Chinese about today, you know. And
and now they're basically the head of the World Health Organization now.
Right.
North Korea managed to wiggle its way into the World Health Organization with their delegate now sitting on, you know, that committee.
That's right. Well, and especially since the World Health Organization also just got most of the nations to sign that agreement that they would be in charge of every kind of health mandate, every kind of everything, which essentially gives China the ability to tell everybody in the world what to do. Because if the head of the WHO is a Chinese person, you know exactly what that lets the Chinese do.
It's going to be tyranny. And here's the thing with the Biden administration, pledging to sign on with that. Is that it goes right back to, we saw a glimpse of this, what it's going to look like with the COVID scamdemic.
Right.
And that is that there's nobody to blame. People's rights are completely trampled on. I mean, they've got pot shops open and churches closed.
Right.
You know, bars are open, but, you know, religious gatherings are, you know, just can't have that. And what they've done, though, is so sneaky. Is that the World Health Organization and the National Institute of Health came up with recommendations, right?
Yep.
So all these schools and government entities and even businesses or local, like mayors, governors, they created mandates. And so when you say, hey, you're violating these people's rights, you're destroying the economy, you're shutting down, we're just following the recommendations of the health, the professionals, the scientists, right?
Yeah.
We're don't blame me. We're following their recommendations. So you go back to the National Institute of Health or the World Health Organization and they say, don't blame us. We're not putting mandates. We're just making recommendations. So nobody's to blame.
And so it's slipped my mind for the moment as to what that whole cell phone control thing that the Chinese used on their own people that basically put them in the digital prison. That wasn't ChatGPT, was it?
No. That was their own intelligence surveillance.
Apps. But what they were there's a specific one that they use, and everybody uses it. In fact, we talked about it already.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. No, that's not ChatGPT. That's It's another. It's basically an app. It's kind of like a digital passport thing where, you know, everybody had to have it. This it contained your health records. It tracked where you're going. So,
and it also would force you to go home if you ran across anybody that was supposedly unvaccinated or had a temperature or something like that.
Well, it would turn red.
Right.
It would turn red. And so what it also used was geolocation. So if you have been in contact, in close proximity to someone, you're subject to being, forced lockdown, even, abducted, essentially, and put into these, COVID camps. So
right. And they had everything, everything all centered around this specific app, including all their financial transactions, everything. And so they were essentially, the Chinese did create for them already a digital prison to where if you didn't do whatever they wanted you to do, you would be cut off from your money, from being able to go anywhere.
Yes.
I mean, it was crazy. And so they're already familiar with all that. And being the head of the WHO, oh my gosh. That's
and on top of that,
a comparison, that's scary.
The associations, anybody who's near you.
Yep.
So, I mean, we've seen videos that came out of China where people were clearing out an entire train station, running.
Yes.
They're almost like stampeding, clamoring over top of each other to get out the doors because somebody's cell phone started blinking red.
Yep, exactly.
And so if you're anywhere near that person, tag, you're it too.
Yep.
And so it is quite the amazing social experiment. I mean, this is something that would come out of like Twilight Zone, right?
Oh,
or
it's,
the Outer Limits,
it's the
social experiment thing.
It's the scariest possible thing to think that you could be ultimately controlled by your cell phone.
Yeah, this is beyond the Orwell only excluded that because he wasn't aware of the technology of cell phones when
That's
he wrote
right.
1984. Right.
That's right. So. Well, and another thing that I wanted to point out today was that the prophecy, biblical prophecy, describes that the 200 million man army from China, basically, or it says from the north, crosses over the Euphrates River once it dries up.
Right.
Right. Well, and that's when the four angels are released
fallen angels.
The four fallen angels that are chained beneath the Euphrates River. And so as we've reported on multiple times now, the Euphrates River is nearly completely dried up at this point.
Yeah.
And so check this out. Oh my gosh. See, we've got from the insider paper, .com, we have the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas will make a state visit to China next week, Beijing said Friday, after China expressed readiness to help facilitate Israeli-Palestinian peace talks.
Oh, boy.
That was exactly what I keep saying. I keep saying, watch, it's going to be Xi that is going to be this ultimate peace negotiator, right? And here it is. Here it is. The Palestinian president is going to visit China and talk about this whole Israeli-Palestinian peace talks.
Yeah, pretty and remarkable watching what's happening with this axis between Russia, China, and Iran, working with all these nations now. So now we have a spy monitoring station set up in Cuba. Russia now is working with Cuba, reinforcing relations. And a just recent report shows that Cuban soldiers are operating in Ukraine on behalf of Russia.
Wow.
So, I mean, it is quite the web that they're spinning right now.
You're not kidding. From every single direction. And I think as far as biblical prophecy goes, I think that is the most important thing that is happening altogether right now. I mean, because everybody says, you want to know what's going on, keep your eye on Israel, right? And so when you've
That's
got
right.
the Palestinian president going to meet with Xi and talking about Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. Oh, geez. Well, like we reported, Xi thinks that he is now the ultimate peace negotiator, and he's going to go in there and fix the whole Russian-Ukraine thing.
Right.
And he will go ahead and be the peace negotiator. So he could already be, you know, just trying to fill Donald Trump's shoes, you know, the art of the deal.
Right.
And only with him. Well, because that's what they do. The Chinese copy everything. They don't think of anything on their own. They just steal everybody else's inventions and ideas and then claim them and act like they're the superior race. So,
well, with a 200 million man army coming from the east to cross over the Euphrates, and President 11 is in charge of that country, that puts China squarely in an alliance position with the Antichrist.
Yep, exactly.
And they're going to be all too happy to march on Jerusalem when the time comes. And you're right; all eyes in the end times are going to be on Jerusalem and Israel.
Yep.
And for the tiny country that it is, it's amazing how much news it does take up, how much of the news cycle Israel does.
That's right. Yeah.
And that's only going to increase. Yep. Especially as you know, the United States erodes. I mean, the Republic is alive in our hearts for sure. But
right.
Well, we better get to the word of the day and
That's
the
right.
scripture for Straight Up Humility Month, which we are honoring all month.
Yep, that's right. And so the cool thing again, this is a random turning that I was going to use for the word of the day, but the word of the day has quite a bit to do with humility. And so we'll just pull it all together in the same one.
Nice.
And so that works. And so the word of the day for Thrashakami Thursday comes to us from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 5 through 17, which read under the title, Watering, Working, Warning. Who then is Paul and who is Apollos, but ministers through whom you believed as the Lord gave to each one? I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither he who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase. Now he who plants and he who waters are one, and each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building. According to the grace of God, which was given to me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. And that's it.
Hmm.
And so a fantastic statement all throughout that it says here in the Bible notes. Of course, the notes are always so great because they're Pat Robertson's, right?
Yeah.
And so it says that you are God's field, and that the three illustrations put the religious leaders in whom the Corinthians were glorying into proper perspective. And so the first example from agriculture shows their essential equality, but stresses that they have nothing to boast about since God gives the increase. They have individual rewards, but in terms of goals and servanthood, they are one. And so I think, you know, as far as like the whole humility portion of that
right.
goes, that's exactly why you're not the one that is to receive the glory. You're just part of the
yep.
process.
That's right.
And so whichever of you plants, whichever of you waters, it doesn't make you the one that is the savior of that person.
That's right.
God saves those people. And so we each are called to just do our little part, and it ends up building the person to where God wants them to be in the end, you know, like the process that we're always talking about, that,
yes,
that it's a building process. And it's interesting that Paul even refers to us as a building, because we've used that analogy so many times, that God builds us little bit at a time.
Yes.
And all of these things that we learn, you know, like for instance, you and I, we watch multiple sermons, and we hear the word on the Sabbath, and we study the word. And so all of these things that we're doing throughout the week, and then on Sabbath to build what we've got.
That's right.
Sermons that we listen to, those are little seeds that are being planted in us, and bricks that are being laid to where we're actually going to have some kind of the building that God had planned for us by the time we're done. You know?
Right. And that's speaking about us, but when you're taking the gospel to someone else, you know, when you're watering or planting seed, sometimes we take that on ourselves as being responsible for this person we're witnessing to, a loved
right.
one, a friend, or somebody, and they're not coming around, they're not getting it, and we take it personal, like it's on us to save them.
Right.
You know, I've got to save them. But it's the Lord that does that. And all we are is supposed to water, plant seed, and water, and the rest of the responsibility is up to Him. So
that's right.
Sometimes we really get down when you feel like you're not making progress with this person you care about, and you're trying to share the gospel
right.
with them.
Yep.
And, you know, I think sometimes also this scripture really kind of highlights for me, maybe the Lord doesn't want that person to be coming to Him, because all you're supposed to do is water.
Right.
So you have no bragging rights. I led this person to the Lord. He's
right.
saved because, you know, what I did, even though you do have a role in it, but it's also it's God's doing and God's glory in all of it.
Right.
You know, so that's
almost like a relief, isn't it? I mean,
right.
you know, especially when we look at some of these major, major worldwide ministries and pastors that are, you know, bringing in millions of people to the Lord, you know, that are saving these people. And so, you know, when we think about, well, we're called to do the same thing, and that guy just saved a million people, and I have not saved
right.
a single person, you know what
well,
I mean?
Well, just keep in mind, that person didn't save a million people, the Lord did, and that person
right.
was watering and planting seeds.
Yep.
And woe be to him who takes credit for those people.
Right.
You know, coming to the Lord. That's all the credit belongs to Him.
Yeah,
we're
called
that pastor.
Exactly. We're called to share the gospel and to walk in His ways, and that's, you know, we're His hands and His feet.
Right.
And we all have a little part. And so it's nice to know that. I feel that that's actually a relief, that, you know, it's just so long as you're doing what you're told to do.
Yes.
All the rest is up to God.
That's right. That's
yeah.
right. Good one. And that scripture is?
1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 5 through 17.
Chapter 3, verses 5 through 17. All right. Got it. All right. Well, with that, let's take a break. And you guys read that, meditate on that today. Apply it. That's a good application.
Yep,
scripture
for sure.
Right there.
Yep.
Okay, this segment brought to you by JesusAppears.com, helping you to get rapture ready. The return of our King is coming soon. Don't get left behind. Learn how you can not get left behind and how that applies to you. Go to JesusAppears.com. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt. We'll be right back with segment two of the morning commute right after this. Stay right there, Patriots.
Wars and rumors of wars. Wars and rumors of wars. Wars and rumors of wars.
Holding back social trust.
He doesn't want to say the trigger words build back better because he knows we know that's a UN agenda to end domestic sovereignty and freedom in the name of climate change.
The full Obama agenda of building back better.
People would ask me,
knowing what you know now, do you wish like you had a third term? You know what? If I could make an arrangement where I had a stand-in, a front man or front woman, and they had an earpiece in, and I was just in my basement in my sweats, mm-hmm. looking through the stuff, and then I could sort of deliver the lines, but somebody else was doing all the talking and ceremony, wow. I'd be fine with that.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him...
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and 6-hour pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Patriots, Christian Patriots. This is segment two of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, and segment two is brought to you by Katie Armor. Come and take it. CATI, Serious Body Armor for Serious Times, and it's a Christian Patriot-owned business. That's CATIArmor.com. All right, Lady Liberty, we've got a pretty cool clip here from the Epoch Times doing a little deep research, but you had something else first.
That's right, because this is, since it's Thrasha Call Me Thursday, and our number one enemy, well, besides AI, would be China. And, well, they're number one enemy to the whole world right now. And so I've got some great news that'll do some thrashing in their general direction from Texas Congresswoman that is introducing legislation to prevent China from buying U.S. farmland. And so,
good.
Yeah, it's about time.
Any land.
They need to be just flat out banned from buying any of it. And so it says here that Representative Beth Van Doyne speaks at the Conservative Political Action Conference at the Hilton Anatole in Dallas, Texas. And so she is introducing legislation about just going ahead and blocking that altogether. Hopefully it gets traction and gets passed.
Yep. Yep. Like they've done in Florida.
Yep, yeah, it needs to happen.
All right. Well, indeed, nationwide.
Yep.
All right. Now, the Epoch Times has been doing some research on Myrna, and there's this, you know, mRNA.
Yep.
Injecting it into the food supply, including plants, that can carry into the body, despite what some people are saying. What do you have on that?
Well, so, yeah. So this is coming from the Epoch Times with Roman Balmakov, and it's titled "The Shocking Truth About Edible mRNA Vaccines in Our Food," and what he's describing is that it's perfectly usable as a vaccine, and it is transferable to whomever eats the food if the mRNA is in it. Yep, because. Just listen to this clip. Obviously, China is the one that has mastered this. So listen now.
There's another type of study that we did come across, a study that came from all places, communist China. And what it found was that Chinese scientists were able to successfully load up cow's milk with mRNA and have it be absorbed by the gastrointestinal tract of the recipient. Here's, in fact, how Dr. Peter McCullough gave a high-level overview of what the Chinese study found during a recent interview.
The reason why we're concerned is the Chinese recently have demonstrated by a paper by Zhang and colleagues that they could get a limited segment of messenger RNA across the GI tract of mammals by putting it in a milk bubble, an exosome of cow's milk.
And Dr. McCullough was not kidding in that clip. Chinese scientists were looking for ways to administer oral mRNA vaccines against COVID to the entire Chinese population. And after much trial and error, well, they made some progress. The Chinese study that Dr. McCullough referenced in that interview, you can see it up on screen for yourself, is titled, quote, "An oral vaccine for SARS-CoV-2 RBD mRNA bovine milk-derived exosomes induces a neutralizing antibody response in vivo," And what these Chinese researchers were able to successfully do is to load up cow's milk with a specific mRNA sequence, administer that milk to mice, and then have the mice create spike protein antibodies within their own system, just as if they received the shot. Here's a summary of their research. Quote, these Chinese researchers have demonstrated that a shortened mRNA code of 675 base pairs could be loaded into phospholipid packets called exosomes derived from milk, and then using that same milk, be fed to mice. The mice's gastrointestinal tract absorbed the exosomes, and the mRNA must have made it into the bloodstream and lymphatic tissue because antibodies were produced in fed mice against SARS-CoV-2 spike protein, the receptor binding domain. Now, just to pause here for a super quick moment, this is a shocking development, to say the least. These mice were literally administered an mRNA vaccine, which elicited a response in the form of them developing antibodies, not through a shot in the arm, but rather just by drinking an mRNA-infused milk. The article then continues by imagining where this technology can go into the future. Quote, from a scientific perspective, these experimental steps taken by the Chinese were a stunning success. However, given the damage mRNA vaccines have generated in terms of injuries, disabilities, and deaths, this data raises some considerable ethical issues. The COVID States Project has shown that 25% of Americans were successful in remaining unvaccinated. This group would have strong objections to mRNA in the food supply, particularly if it was done surreptitiously or with minimal labeling or warnings. Children could be targeted with easily administered oral vaccine dosing or potentially get mRNA through milk at school lunches and other unsupervised meals. And that is, frankly, not a stretch in the least. We already live in a world wherein our food supply is manipulated by federal health agencies in order for them to be able to influence the population at large.
Yeah, and what's scary is we live in a world now where they really believe they're their children. I mean, even this Biden regime is right. saying the same thing. Yeah. It's, you know, it's all of our children, which is what communists always say.
Right, and they're depopulationists. And right. so this is especially scary.
Yeah, yeah. And with the side effects that we've had, the people that are sick, the cancer rates that are going through the roof now, and everything else from these death and maiming shots, he said 25% have not taken any of escaped taking any of the
the vaccines.
That's scary. Yep. 75% have taken it?
That is frightening.
That's what in the world are people thinking? Well, right. they're being lied to, and it's sad. So, well, we'll continue tracking this. That's pretty interesting development, but we'll be back at it again tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Pacific time. You guys join us here right then. Until then, you be safe and God bless.
That's right. You all have a thankful Thrash-a-Commie Thursday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.